Listen, you probably love listening to this podcast every single day with the daily episodes we drop. Well, we do have one other person that has more daily, bingeable, incredible stories just like us, and that is our good friend Jack over at Redditor. If you want more daily content with Reddit stories and other great things, go search Redditor, R-E-D-D-I-T-O-R, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all for real. I'm telling you just how I feel.
Hello.
This call is now being recorded.
Who are we talking with?
This is Cosmic Tacos.
Oh, Cosmic Tacos!
Oh, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all?
So tired.
So tired and amazing.
Glad to be talking to you.
Yes.
Can you tell us your one sentence?
Okay.
Descriptor.
My parents kicked me out for having sex when I was 17 and ruined my chances of going to an Ivy League university.
Whoa.
Oh my God. There's so much to unpack there. Can you talk about how you were caught?
Please
to start and then, yeah, go
for
there.
I quite genuinely don't think I was actually caught. Like, I think being 17, like, you're dumb. You don't know. Your parents don't know things.
Yeah.
And so, like, my mom was like, I know you've been having sex. And I was like, no, I didn't. She's like, I know you did.
Were you?
A slur. I totally was. Like, I don't even think I was, so. It was, like, the first time.
And this was a boyfriend,
and they were, like,
right?
Super religious. It was my boyfriend. It was, like, my first boyfriend. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were really angry and they, like, kicked me out. And I had to, like, go. The only place I had to go was to his house.
Wait, but they didn't have any proof.
They didn't have any proof. It didn't matter.
Did they just press you until they got a confession?
Yeah, wait, they got a confession from you?
Oh, yeah, because I was, like,
right.
I was such a good kid. Like, in general, I was a really good kid.
Yeah, dude, you should have just been like, show me the used condom. And then I'll confess.
Like, where is it?
I'm pretty sure my mom told me she could tell by looking at me, and I believed her.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, naive.
She's got that mom stare.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, we know that you've been having sex, and they kicked you out of the house? What did they say?
They kicked me out of the house. They told me that if I wasn't going to abide by the rules, so they wanted me to break up with my boyfriend. And I was in love, you know, 17-year-old puppy love, whatever.
Of course.
Yeah. And so I didn't want to, and so I, like, snuck around and kept seeing him, and then they kicked, like, that's when they kicked me out for, like, they told me to get out of their house.
Wow. Then where did you go? And how does this Ivy League thing come into play?
Okay. When they kicked me out, like, I went to his house. And, like, that's a whole other long story. Like, they called the cops on me and stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But at the time, I had applied to several Ivy League schools. I had gone to interviews for two of them.
Yeah.
And I, like, had gone through all the interview process for one of them. The other one, when they kicked me out, I had, like, another interview I needed to do. And I never got to go to that interview because my mom wouldn't let me change my address. Because, like, because I was a minor, they needed, like, permission from my parent to prove that I was actually moving. But I did get accepted to one of those universities. And they hid my acceptance letter from me until after the day that it was due.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So what did you do?
And I never graduated high school because they kicked me out on top of that.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That fucking sucks.
It did.
Can we ask you what
really
the school
did.
Was?
It was Princeton.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. I had applied to Harvard and Princeton and, like, some other, like, top five schools. And, like, Harvard was my number one, but I got into Princeton.
Oh my God. Wow. Did you, like, what did you do after you found out?
I was, like, really sad. Like, it was way too late for me to do anything. And by then, like, because I didn't find out until, like, I don't even remember. It was, like, well after I was done with, or, like, the school year would have been over. By then, like, I also hadn't graduated, so it didn't matter because I need a diploma. And so I didn't really do anything. And I didn't get my GED for, like, 10 years because I was, like, so defeated by it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
That sucks. Holy shit. So what is your relationship now, like, with your parents?
Really contentious, I guess.
Yeah. Do you even talk to them, or did you talk to them?
I do. I mean, I still talk to my mom. I'm actually her, like, medical power of attorney now.
Chat says, I hope you went go like no contact with him. Did you go no contact after that point?
I didn't. Like I said, like, my mom has, like, a pretty serious illness that she's had for a really long time. And so she lives, like, in an assisted living, and I'm in in charge of all of her like medical decisions now.
Have they gotten better with age?
So like my stepdad is really nice now. Like he apologized to me years ago. He was like, you know, I'm so sorry. I could have handled things better. My mom like just denies anything ever happened. Like she brought it up a few days ago even. And I was like, yeah, no, you kicked me out for having sex. And she was like, that didn't happen.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow. Well, fuck, dude. That sucks. But like, at least they've gotten a little better and are remorseful. And also now, like, have the ability to fuck up their lives if you want.
Exactly.
You have the power.
I'm just proud of you for your resilience and your strength and pushing through and like, you know, having the grace to, you know, help your mom now. And I don't know. You're a very big person for doing this, and I hope you're proud of yourself because you deserve to be.
You should be overcoming all of that.
That is very nice of you to say.
Of course. You deserve it. My God. You so deserve it.
I will give you, on a positive note, I'm in university now. Like, I'm working on getting a degree.
No way. Congrats.
And I will graduate, like, next spring. So everything is fine for me now.
Congrats. Oh my God. That's awesome. Yes,
that's fantastic.
What are you studying?
Applied mathematics. Actually,
sheesh. So you're smart. I mean, smart.
We already knew.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're smart. Oh wow, my gosh. So exciting.
What do you want to do? Like what? Yeah. What do you want to do with that?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know,
bro. Applied mathematics.
I mean, you
so
could do
shit.
A lot. My understanding is that I could do pretty much anything. Not pretty much anything, but like there's a lot of fields I can go into.
Yeah,
like,
a thousand.
You can do anything finance, requires, like, you can problem do, like, solving.
Physics. You become a professor.
Go get that bag.
Yeah.
Go get that bag, girl. You deserve it.
That's the plan.
Goodness. Wow. Sleepless Night says a happy ending.
That's That is right.
Yeah. That's what That's what we like to see. Omega My Own says Cosmic Taco, I help my parents. Me to a fucking home with your asses. Yeah, dude. You're a Cosmic Taco.
To be fair, she is in a home right now. Like,
but honestly, that's good.
Low-key good.
I don't even live in the same state.
Yeah, you're
good.
Yeah, and you're also like a home is like is helping because the other option is like on the street.
Exactly.
That is
true. I'm gonna let her go to the state.
Oh my goodness,
man.
Well, thank you for calling Cosmic Taco and telling your story. And I'm glad it has a happy ending because you deserve it.
Thank you for having me on. I love your show so much.
Absolutely. Do this for us. You call back once you graduate and we're going to have you back on the show.
Hell yeah, I can do that.
To celebrate.
Huge.
Perfect. Thanks. Awesome.
Thanks, Cosmic
Taco.
Happy birthday, Sleepless Night.
Happy birthday, Sleepless Night. Let's go. See you later. Good chatting with you.
Bye.
You guys ready for another one?
Another call-in?
Yeah, another call-in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not? These call-ins have been so great, by the way, y'all. So fun.
Yeah, we love
the most. This is the most fun batch of call-ins.
This one's pretty chaotic.
Of all time.
Like the last ones weren't chaotic?
They're all chaotic.
Beautiful.
This call is now being recorded.
Hello.
Hey, it's John and Sam.
Yeah, from OKOP Show. How are you?
Hey.
Who are we talking with?
Tiny Cactus.
What's up?
What's your one sentence descriptor of your story?
I showed a friend a photo that I accidentally took of his girlfriend cheating on him and blew up our whole friend group.
Ooh. Oh my goodness. The nuclear photo.
Truly.
The nuclear photo. People always say that word wrong.
It truly was an accident and no one believed me because it was just so stupid. And I don't even know how to explain it. Like, we were just playing
Baby
with
Godzilla
the flash
says
on the camera.
Accidentally, but let's... All right, let's give us
your 60-second story and we'll give you the verdict.
We'll see if you're the a-hole or not.
Okay. Well, we were all just, like, playing around with my new camera flash and just passing around the camera. And, like, people were, like, lighting farts on fire and shit. Like, we were just doing stupid stuff.
Are you from Florida?
Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm from Florida, so that's why I asked. Continue.
We turned off all the lights at one point, and it's completely pitch black in there, and we have all the doors open in the bedroom, so, like, everyone's just kind of running around doing stupid shit, and the flash was going off, and we kind of scrolled through them later, but we were kind of, you know, inebriated, and we didn't really, like, look at them, and one of the pictures in the background, and this was like a high definition camera.
Oof.
Like, you could see so clearly every pixel, and it was his girlfriend and our other friend laying in bed together under the sheets. Like, in one of the bedrooms.
Wait. How did no one notice?
Also, what else was happening
in this room?
Way
in the background. And
how
like,
are they in the background? Like, describe the picture.
Yeah.
Describe where you are right now.
Like, we have, like, it's like a big living room setting. It was, like, four bedrooms, and they're all off the living room. And
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And so all the doors were open and all the bedrooms, and everyone was just running around in the dark being stupid.
Right.
And the flash was just like going off, and we were just
and were there significant
seeing like the strobe.
Was the significant other there?
No.
Okay.
And I didn't know that was his girlfriend at the time.
Oh. And so you're going through these photos later, and then it's like, oh shit. Like, well, we just caught them.
What happened was, like, a couple weeks later, I was going through them, and I was like, holy shit. Because, like, I looked at him on the computer and I saw the whole thing and was like, I don't know if I should keep this to myself. And so I had met up with a friend for lunch and I kind of said it in passing. And she was like, you have to tell him. And I was like, dude, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can tell him. Because I'm really bad with like confrontation. And I know that girl is like, she wants to fight people.
Oh, God.
And I'm not tired. And so my friend told that girl. And
told that girl that like, I'm going to tell your boyfriend.
Yeah. She was like, if you don't tell him,
one of
I'm
the
going
classic
to tell him.
Cheating ultimatums. We love it. We love it.
And she was like, well, you don't have any proof. And she was like, yes, I do. I have a photo. And like, she freaking told on me.
Like you gave me.
Yeah.
Oh, I got
tiny
the photo
cactus.
From tiny cactus. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh.
And so I was like trying to explain it. And then like, she, like, dented my car.
Ah!
I can't prove it was her, but, like, the hood was, like, dented, and it was parked in my driveway.
Oh, my God.
I kind of want to see this photo now. Do you have it?
It's on my old hard drive that, like, the computer fried.
Yeah, too hard to get. Too hard to get. But dang.
I might be able to look on Facebook in our old messages because I did send it to my friend through Facebook.
Okay.
I'll post it to the subreddit if I find it.
There we go. Thank you. We appreciate
that. Post it to the subreddit.
Yeah.
That would be awesome, Tiny Cactus.
Yeah.
So far.
It was awkward.
So far, you are not the a-hole at all.
No.
You just caught someone in 4K.
I feel so bad, though. I feel awful.
You did nothing wrong.
About
it was a complete accident.
Yeah,
you didn't even know.
Yeah, but even if it was on purpose, because we read a story earlier about like how like one of the OPs was in like a bar and saw her sister's boyfriend, or a husband, or
fiance, with another woman,
and then took a video and sent it to her and said like, "Hey, just want to tell you like this is happening right now."
That's like being like you're the asshole for taking a picture of a tree.
Yeah,
you just took a picture of random stuff.
I don't know. He thanked me later because he's married now.
Wait,
to
what?
Someone else.
Okay.
Oh, so that exposed the lies and then they broke up and now he's like in a happy relationship?
Mm-hmm. So she denied it for years and like badmouthed me to like all of our friends. Like I lost so many friends because of this. And then she admitted that she did later, like 10 years later. And I'm like... Okay, so you made me lose like half of my friend group because you didn't want to admit that you cheated. Like,
did any of the friend group be like, "Hey, we're sorry" when it came out?
No, no.
Yeah,
honestly,
10 years is so long.
Yeah, but honestly,
I don't think any people know though. I mean, I didn't really like post it like, "Hey, she admitted it." Like, it was like so long at that point, but it was just like.
But I feel like if your friend group is willing to just like ditch you like this random point, like with like basically no proof, I feel like those were not good friends to be.
Also, let me make sure I'm getting this correct. They were ditching you because she was like, hey, she exposed my cheating. Guys, let's get rid of her. That's what it was, right?
She actually twisted it and said that I told her boyfriend that she was cheating on him because I had a crush on the guy she was in bed with.
But you had the photo. Show them the photo.
Exactly. But guess what? I was the only person in the whole group that knew Photoshop, and they thought I was as good as Photoshop to do that.
They thought you Photoshopped it. That is so whack.
Wait, she was telling people that I did do that, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I wish I had those skills, man. Like, I can't do something that nice.
That
like,
is...
you would never be able to tell. And so it was just like, it was just so crazy. And
that is so wack.
I thought we were friends at one point, me and that girl. And then it was just like, she completely just went batshit crazy.
I mean,
and
good on you for doing it, because that was the right thing to do.
Yep.
And also good for the boyfriend, because now he is living happily ever after. And also good for you, because those friends honestly sounded like fair weather friends in the first place.
And now you're friends with the OK Fam.
Yeah.
The greatest
which
friend
is way
group of
fucking
all time.
Better. But well, Tiny Cactus, you are not the a-hole.
Nope.
To be clear, not the a-hole.
The
times
angel.
A million. Mm-hmm. And thank you for calling in and sharing your story.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for sharing all the stories with us.
Of course.
Of course.
And if you find that picture, put it in our subreddit. We'd love to see it.
Oh, I definitely will be trying to find it, because it was just like so scandalous. And
so juicy.
It was like one of those things that it's like you don't really believe that you're seeing it at first.
Oh.
And I was just like, I don't know what to do with this information.
You put it in r/OKOP show.
That's
what you do.
That's right.
Thanks again for calling in.
You rock, Tiny Cactus.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. I don't have another call in.
Okay. Well, if you want to call in, text us at 440-508-6567.
Hit our line, baby.
Hit our line.
Hit our line. We'll probably break it up to do the story.
Yeah, we're going to do another story right now.
My wife's ex just died. He left a kid who isn't biologically either of ours. How do I talk to my wife about taking the kid in?
Yo, can we be like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and adopt some children?
I guess so. Like, we'll be cool like that, babe.
Yeah.
Be
or like
cool,
maybe adopt like two more just to dilute the fact that, you know... It's you're adopting like one kid, just like adopt three.
Interesting.
And then it's like, no, I didn't want to adopt my ex's kid. I just want to adopt kids in general.
What a philosophy.
Yeah. I think it's great. You know what also is a great philosophy?
What?
Let's read this story.
You're right.
Let's read this story.
What a segue, guys. So this comes from ThrowRA374928, who says, so yeah, basically what it says on the tin. My wife, Kara, used to be married to a guy with which she had one kid. Oh, with which she had one kid. My stepdaughter, Charlotte, 9. I've always wanted to be a dad, but I'm unfortunately unable to have kids biologically. So I've been treating Charlotte like my own daughter and showering her with love. After Kara and her ex broke up, he had his son, Levi, 5, with another woman. Levi is not an affair baby. Kara's ex didn't even start seeing Levi's mom until a year after he and Kara got divorced. So
okay.
OP's current wife, she did have a kid with her ex.
Yep.
That's a 9-year-old.
Then OP's ex-wife's husband, who is now also OP's ex-wife's ex-husband, had another kid with someone else.
Yes. After wasn't an affair baby, it was all clean, all in the clear. Last week, Kara's ex passed away in a car wreck. From what I know, Levi's mom won't take him in. Wow, his own mother. And Kara has no close family who will take him in.
Wait, the ex won't take him in? Wait,
his own mother won't take him in. Because
wait, what?
Yeah. So Levi's mom won't take him in, verbatim for the story, because this is...
How does that make sense?
It doesn't. It's like, why would your mom not want to take you in? But... she's not willing.
Does that make sense to you? Why would you not want to
just be insane? But yeah, that's what's happening, is the mom, for God, literally God knows what reason, is not taking in her own child.
That's
neither
so
is
fucked.
Anyone else in the family.
That's so fucked.
Nobody.
So OP is just like, I have to do it.
Yes. So Levi is currently staying in a foster home, and if no one steps up, Levi will become a ward of the state and enter our state's god-awful foster system permanently. The other thing is that Charlotte loves her little brother so much, and she's obviously devastated about her dad. This little 9-year-old girl is literally lost her dad and is about to, like, have her brother go into foster care. My God.
This is the worst.
Yeah.
This is the worst. No child should be left on the streets to eat out of the hands of old men.
Yes. Amen. Amen, brother. Oh, God. It's late. It's late. It's late. It's late, guys. So back to the story. I think that staying connected with her brother will help Charlotte through the grief, and that staying with his sister will help Levi. The thing is, Kara absolutely loathes her ex. The split up was pretty much on the worst of terms, and their divorce was the messiest I have ever heard of. Damn. She once told me that if it wasn't for Charlotte, she would have moved across the country and never thought about him again. I'm worried that she won't want to take in Levi because of his connection to her ex.
Bro, she hates her ex so much that the hate transcends to the child.
That's too much. I'm sorry. That's too
Are
much.
We getting this right? This feels That's, like this feels wrong.
I feel like, yeah.
I mean, it is wrong, but it feels.
It's like, why?
I don't understand.
It's not like an affair baby.
It's not an affair baby. They you had know? A kid together and she just doesn't want to take him in. That's, because like it reminds
We don't
her
know
of
yet.
The ex.
We don't know yet, but that's what,
that's
it's
what it sounds
looking
like.
Like. That's what it's
that's
looking
what it
like.
Sounds like. Well, maybe the kid looks like him. She's like, oh, fuck.
But still, like, that's the dumbest. Because again, her own daughter, this is her daughter's half brother, but like in reality.
I have an idea.
Her actual brother.
All right. Fly the kid to Los Angeles. Some of the best plastic surgeons in the world are here.
Oh my God.
Have the kid get plastic surgery on his face so he doesn't look like the dad anymore. And then she can adopt him.
Just adopt him.
Just adopt him.
Just adopt him.
Just adopt him.
Just.
Or not adopt him, but Patria B says he probably looks like his father. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Sam said.
That's what I said.
It's probably true. It is
Jessica
probably
Dunn
true.
Jessica Dunn says, lol, Sam. Thank you for
Guys,
my laughs.
Put a W in the chat for delirious. Put a D in the chat for delirious
I
Sam.
Love laughs.
For delirious Sam, put a D in the chat for him, okay?
A
I want to see D's
chat.
As far
D's
as the eye can
nuts.
See.
Let's
D's
go.
Nuts. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, we're going back into the story. I don't know how to talk to Kara about potentially stepping up to take Levi in, or if she might be gravely insulted if I brought this up. I know that Levi's not technically mine or Kara's problems, but he's an innocent child and Charlotte's little brother, and I would feel guilty if I didn't even try to take him in. Edit, since a lot of people have been asking, the reason that Levi's mom can't and won't take him in is because she lost custody a while ago and has no interest in fighting to get it back. I don't know why she lost custody.
Oh, so basically the dead husband had custody, and when he died, she's like, I don't want this fucking kid. I didn't even have him in the first place.
Wow.
You took him away from me in the messy, messy divorce, and you can have him
all
the way to the grave.
That's
bury the kid with your body.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. She's just like, you had him, you keep him.
Bro.
Have your ghost.
What is it with these people?
They suck. They suck. Poor child, Jesse says. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen to that. Princess Skankface 13 says,
back.
Sam suffering from the big D right now.
Dude, so many D's.
So many
so
D's.
So little time.
So little time.
I can't only, read them all.
Yeah, you can only lay your eyes on so many D's.
That's right.
How many dicks do you think you've seen, John, in person?
Very few.
I'm gonna pump those numbers up.
I'm really trying to think here.
I went to a bunch of nudist colonies.
I mean
like a shit ton. I've seen dicks. I've seen the most amount of dicks in this room for sure.
You got that, bro.
Yeah, you got that.
You got that.
We'll give you that.
All right, let's get back to this.
I don't
story
know how
about
many
dead.
I'll have to figure out.
Have you seen your dad? Have you seen your dad's dick, John?
No.
What about whenever you were small?
I've definitely seen it. I just don't think I've remembered it.
Well, yeah, but like remembering is seeing.
What? No, it's seeing.
Remembering
is
seeing.
You've seen your dad's dick for sure.
If you, I probably did, but I don't remember it, so it doesn't make a difference. Anyways, back to the story.
I have seen all the dicks from all the lands.
I've seen every kind circumcised.
The prophecy foretold.
Grower, shower, everything in between.
The prophecy foretold of a man who would see more dicks than anyone before him.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, God.
How many dicks have y'all seen? How many dicks have you touched?
Whoa. Yeah.
I think I've only touched my dick.
Same.
Wait, have you ever changed a baby's diaper, though?
Have I accidentally touched a baby dick?
Yeah, but like, I mean, you're like wiping and then it's like, ah, and then.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I've never raised dicks with my hand over shorts for sure.
Oh yeah, that happens.
That doesn't count though.
Yeah, too many times.
It's got to be like bare naked penis.
Yeah, bare naked penis.
We are almost done with the stream, guys.
Yeah.
On to some relevant comments.
20 minutes left.
That's right.
Anyway, let's go back to not dicks and let's talk about this father and his child and the dead people.
Fox112 says, "Well, dude, she is your wife. We're just random strangers on the internet, and this is a seriously large decision. I would recommend talking to her about it and seeing how she feels. Are you even able to take in this child?" To which OP responds, "Well, I've never been in my wife's position, and I was thinking maybe someone with more experience could give me advice. I love my wife, but she can be a bit, let's say, volatile when it comes to anything involving her ex. And yes, we are able to take the kid in, well, financially at least." Comfortable Search 704 says, "Info needed. Did Kara have much contact with Levi prior to the accident? If she did, that might make it a little bit easier. But you also do need to go with that it's just Charlotte's brother. Just think how you will put this and start by admitting to her she may or may not like the idea, but there is the possibility that she's trying to figure out how to bring it up to you. So think of it as a way of making it easier to say what she wants. I think that you're going to do okay." OP responds, "No, she purposely didn't form a relationship with him so she'd have less attachments to her ex." Wow.
Fuck, that's so crazy. Hate your ex so much that you fucking throw your child under the bus.
God and he's damn.
Just like, just buried in the dirt and the mud and the blood and the baby.
God. "I actually saw the kid more often than my wife because I handle most of the childcare stuff with my stepdaughter, which included pickup and drop off from visits with her dad." Charlie Chuck says, "I'm curious, what was your relationship like with your wife's ex? It seems like you and him had a better relationship than your wife and him. I'm not saying you guys were buddy-buddy." OP says, "He and I were cordial, but if I'm being frank, he was a massive douchebag. My wife and I would rock, paper, scissors sometimes to see who would have to deal with him, LOL." No Glove 1575 says, "Do you think your wife will be able to be a loving parent to Levi the same way that she is with Charlotte? Physically taking him in is only the beginning of the journey." OP says, "Knowing my wife, yes, I think she would. She might hate the idea, or she may not, but I don't think she's physically capable of hating a little kid once she gets to know him. That's why she's avoided forming a relationship with her ex's kid. I think she didn't want to get too attached to someone adjacent to her ex, but that's just my speculation, of course." Final comment before the big juicy update.
Big and juicy. Oh, I can do a Tibetan throat sing.
You can.
Big and juicy updates.
Nice.
Thanks.
Camelia Rivera says, "What did the ex do for Kara to divorce him? Damn man, answer." Which, like, low-key true. Like, what happened? OP, "The better question is, what didn't he do? A man is not allowed to sleep. He cheated, lied, gaslit her. They had screaming matches. And during the divorce, he tried to keep my stepdaughter away from her. He made things up about her in court to try and serve his end. The only thing he never did was hit her." Yikes.
So he hit her?
He didn't. That was the only thing he did not do.
Oh, he didn't hit her.
Fuck. Well, everything
good
else
that
but.
He didn't hit her.
Yeah, so it's bad. It's bad either way.
Okay, I thought it was like, oh, at least he didn't hit her.
No.
What's everything else?
The lying, cheating, stealing the child.
Oh, yeah. That's probably
the gaslighting.
That's bad.
Yeah. The screaming matches.
Oh, yeah.
Things screaming. Of this nature.
That's not good.
But, we're guys, we have a final update, some relevant comments.
John, fucking read this story.
You got it, baby.
Ah!
Okay.
Sorry for everyone sleeping.
All right. So on to the update. "After reading through as many comments as I could, I was even more nervous than ever about talking to my wife. I was also even more convinced that this was a conversation I needed to have sooner rather than later. I also tried to get more information on Levi's situation and why no one could take him from my wife. And according to Kara, Levi's mom immigrated from another country and doesn't have any family here. One of her ex's parents is in aged care and the other is unwilling for some reason. As for the rest of his extended family, I don't know, and neither does she. But she did say that he's no contact with most of his family, and he's been disowned by a fair number of the family."
The kid?
The ex-husband.
Oh, the ex.
The deceased ex.
Oh.
"Someone may reach out in the future, but it seems unlikely." Again, to help claim the kid. "Last night, Charlotte was over at her friend's house for a sleepover, so Kara and I had dinner alone together. I started by bringing up how lonely I thought Charlotte was, and how glad I was realized that she was feeling well enough to go over to her friend's house. Kara agreed, and I basically got straight to the point by saying that how I thought that she'd feel better if she could spend time with her brother, and asked if she might consider taking on Levi as a kinship foster.
What's a kinship foster?
Let us know in the comments. I'm guessing it means like, yeah, she's not related to him.
No, she's a kinship is maybe just like not related or anything, you know?
Something like that. Sam just woke up my kid.
Yeah.
It might be a term or concept relating to foster care, suggesting nurturing and caring environments that emphasizes kindness and familial bonds.
Ah, Stella Davis says next of family.
Oh, nice.
Got so it's like next in line.
Next in line.
I see.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. We're going to keep going and Sam will keep dancing.
This is giving me Worms M vibes.
Yeah. Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Oh, God.
Yep.
Would you like me to worm all up in your ear?
Feed
you to my bird.
Caw-caw.
Give you that sweet word.
Oh, boy.
That's John. He's going to give you those words.
Oh, goodness gracious. Here we go.
Hit him with it, Johnny boy.
Kara looked awful for a minute before tentatively agreeing to taking the kid. That's big. We're going to be taking steps to see about taking him in, and at the very least, setting up visits so the siblings can see each other. This is a huge weight off my shoulders, knowing that she doesn't resent a little kid for her relationship with his father, and that she was able to have a rational conversation regarding a topic related to her ex. The last time we had a conversation about him, I'd accidentally used a phrase that her ex used a lot during in their fights, and she got triggered by it. She ended up storming out and staying at a hotel for the night so she could calm down. She's a lovely woman. I know it might not seem like that from my post, but she really is. She had a really toxic and borderline abusive relationship, which almost resulted in her losing access to her daughter. So, damn. I hope that y'all don't think of her as a monster, but as a loving wife and a mother with some trauma that she's trying her damnedest to work through, and with the support of her therapist and myself.
But don't we think of her as a monster, though? Like, even though, I mean, Opie said not to, but I feel like we kind of do, right?
Well, we're, you know, she actually, she didn't want to see the kid because of the ties to the husband.
Which is fucked up.
Which, because he was in a, I guess, not stable home.
So you think
home,
it's
but,
good to abandon children? That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. I think it's very, very, very good to abandon children. But, and she ultimately did pretty much on the first ask accept the kid in.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, like, that's good. She is redeeming herself, which is like,
she didn't offer it up. So
she didn't offer it up.
You
can
put that on her.
But she redeemed herself.
She did.
So
she did.
Overall, good.
I'm saying overall good.
I say overall good.
I'm saying overall
good.
With
a sprinkle of bad, but the good covered up the bad. It's like if you like accidentally dropped some oil on the street, but then rain came by and washed it away.
100% agree.
And Carenza Bond, thanks for the $5. Got to go back to work. Bye for now. Little sillies and happy birthday to Sleepless Nights.
That's right.
Sleepless Nights. Mega My Own. Technically, everything in the universe is either a worm or not a worm. And we are worms.
Damn. Dropping just bombs on my brain. All right, guys, are you ready? We have one last relevant comment in the story.
I'm so ready.
One last relevant comment. So this one comes from Cooler Than Unicorns. I'm so happy about this outcome. Your wife seems like a lovely woman. OP, I know, right? I'm so thrilled. My jaw hurts from smiling so much. Oh dear, it's Richard E. says, I'm glad Reddit didn't talk you out of this. There were so many negative and pessimistic comments. I was worried that you were going to abandon the idea. Opie says, no one short of my wife herself would convince me not to. He's an innocent child who needs someone to love him. If anything, Reddit made me more determined to try. If I chickened out and never brought it up, everyone calling me a saint, completely undeserved, but that's aside the point, would be disappointed in me along with myself.
What a saga. We really kind of like went all around, like around the world.
That's right. So would you adopt the child?
Would I adopt the child?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think this story turned out way better than it started.
Yes.
I'm really glad. I'm really glad for that reason.
It was a good ending. Good ending to a good story.
Yeah. You Baby Godzilla, $5. Thank you. What are your day jobs? Are you asking us?
Yeah, dude.
Because we're looking at it.
Tell them what you...
We're looking at it. We do this full time.
No. We went all in on this.
We went all
Actually,
in.
From the very first day.
Yeah.
Literally the first day.
For the first day, we kind of...
Before we had any performance of it. Like, the first day of recording and
having
nothing posted.
Tell them how you guys started this. I don't think anybody
knows. That's actually a good way to close out.
Yeah,
this beautiful
stream. Yeah, yeah. We can tell you guys how we started.
Yes, do it. So me and Sam met from a mutual friend, which is also so crazy. Like, if she had never introduced us,
none of this would be possible.
Literally, you wouldn't be watching this right now, probably. But so we had a mutual friend introduce us, and we were both like in the podcast space, and we just started chatting like every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. And this was during the pandemic.
Yeah, this is actually literally right as the pandemic started.
Yeah, because we were both doing podcast stuff.
I was a podcast producer for other businesses, but we started talking like literally we put a recurring thing on the calendar every 2 weeks,
and we were just chatting because like we were both in the podcast space. Yeah. John was doing the business podcast stuff, and I had like a entrepreneurial podcast mm-hmm. where I interviewed people, and we're like, we're doing kind of the same thing. We started talking, and then we fell madly in love.
Dude, just insatiably
insanely in love.
And Sam got this awesome opportunity from the show Finding Founders, by the way, which is still live.
It's still alive. Look up Finding Founders. You can see another side to me.
Yeah, it's technically under our little network.
Yeah. It is under our network.
Literally.
It's on OKOP Network.
Very much
literally. Yeah, if you look up Finding Founders, you can see where I talk to nudists and stuff.
That's right. Yeah, that's where all the nudist stuff came from, if you were curious.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he got a opportunity from them, and then they were like, oh, actually, this is a co-hosted position. And dude, he...
Yeah, and I'm like, John, we've been talking for a while. I want to come on.
Tapped in your boy, dude.
Yeah, and we started doing this show with Wondery called Secret Sauce.
Ooh.
You can...
Name dropping. This is the first time we've ever publicly said that.
Okay, well, people can look at our LinkedIn.
Of course, it's out there.
I found it.
Yeah, and we did that for a while, and it was fun, but eventually they canceled the show.
Yeah.
And we're like, fuck this, we can do this better.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like brainstorming ideas, and eventually we're like, oh, what if we like read Reddit stories? We've been seeing like people do it. Like, we could probably do this better. We're funny a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then our first TikTok got like 500,000 views, and we're like, holy shit.
Blew our minds.
And so from that point on, we released like two TikToks a day.
Yeah.
For like
daily.
Last, like,
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Since that day. September
19th.
Yeah. 19th, 2021 was the upload date.
Yeah.
Which we have to celebrate as an anniversary next time. We're bad at celebrating, and we need to do that.
Yeah. Jem asks, Sam, did you interview the nudist nude? Yes, I did. There is a picture out there of me doing that. 5,000 and John shaves his head.
Hamster girl, unfortunately not. That was unfortunately not going to happen.
Oh, man.
I think
we could read one small story.
Yeah, do we want a little
we want one
OKOP show or something?
Yeah, yeah. We got something?
And then if we do, we only have a few minutes left. If by some miraculous godsend miracle we pass 5,000, it's going public.
It's going public.
That's what it is. Okay, yeah. So there you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll close out strong.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Raven, I get to start my day. I get one story. Yeah, we're looking for stories. We've read through all of our stories right now.
We've just blown
Ms. Phillips,
through
this
the,
was amazing.
All the ammunition.
Great job, guys. Yeah, I'm so glad that you've liked it, because like this is, I think, like the most fun is interacting with you guys.
Oh, yeah. It's been kind of crazy because like, you know, we put out the videos and obviously we see your comments, but being able to interact with all of the comments in real time, like it's great. Like, truly crazy.
Yeah, it really feels like a community. And also seeing you guys like talk in the chat with each other and then find your like each other in the comments of the videos is so cool, because I see you guys like exchanging information and say like, oh, like that was like Sleepless Nights or whatever. It's really, really cool. And we're lucky to have such an awesome community.
So lucky,
just supported us and supported each other.
I won't say the username, but don't tell X how much was spent. Don't worry.
Yeah.
See, we censored it that time.
We censored it
that time.
Sarah King says, Daddy Jesse, thanks again for the membership. I appreciate it.
Oh, Jesse. But yeah, Jesse, by the way, I love that you're gifting the memberships. It's just I just love it.
Yeah.
It's just such a cool way to donate to the stream.
Yeah. Drew Riley, do you got something for us? Yeah. All right. Last story. It's a short one. This is the story to close it out. Thank you again for everyone who's been here. This has been awesome. All right. Today I effed up by giving a meth head $9 to rake my yard.
Dang.
So this actually happened yesterday, and my roommate suggested I put it on Reddit. So this started at around 10 a.m. while I was walking outside my car to take my wife to work, as we share a car. A guy walks up to me and starts saying, he'll rake my yard for some money. I don't know, because we have someone that does that. I also said no, because he was clearly tweaking on meth and I didn't want him in my yard. Well, he wasn't taking no for an answer, and he just started doing it anyway. I kept telling him not to do it, but I was in a rush as my wife was already running late, so I just handed him the cash for my center console and said, try to be done quick. I was kind of hoping he'd just take my money and leave before I got back because I didn't want to have to deal with him. Well, when I came back from dropping her off, he's still there, and now he has a lawnmower. I'm just telling him to hurry up, but he's rambling nonsense at 1,000 words a minute and picking individual grass blades out. So legend. I decided to just go inside and make breakfast when not even 5 minutes later, he's banging on my front door. I'm not an idiot, so I didn't answer because I'm not sure if he would try to come inside. And instead, I called my uncle and he came over and basically told the guy to leave in 30 minutes or he's calling the cops. The guy freaked out and then proceeded to start calling my uncle Joe Biden and screaming, I can't believe a black man like me is cutting grass for the president. He then starts up his mower and starts cutting the grass after we told him to just leave. At this point, I'm starting to consider bringing my gun to be more convincing. But I had a feeling he was from a meth house that's like 5 houses down, damn, and didn't want to bring more trouble. In the end, it took him like 4 hours and he kept begging for more money. I guess the meth has long since worn off at this point because he looked like he was about to die on my sidewalk. So I gave him a water bottle and told him the person across the street probably needs their yard done. Smart. It's an abandoned house. I went to Walmart several hours later and saw him taking the sidewalk in front of the abandoned house. This is kind of the short version. I did end up giving him another $5, but I told him from the start, I don't really carry cash, which is true. Also, if you're wondering why we didn't just call the cops, I kind of live hood adjacent, and that's really frowned on here. TLDR, I very reluctantly gave a meth head $9 to rake my grass, and he refused to leave my house for another 4 hours.
Wow. What a hilarious closer.
Hilarious
bro,
closer.
Bro understood the assignment, though. Like, he was literally tweezing.
Yeah, dude.
All the, it, like,
for
dude,
the president. You got to make sure the presidential dude, grass is great.
He did, bro, Mega Mayon says meth heads are awesome. Let's go.
Hey, you know, they know how to work.
Dude, they're out here. Shout
out
to them.
Tweaking and working.
Shout out to them, man.
Well, so good night to all of you. If you love us, make sure to subscribe and like this video.
We love you.
And see you tomorrow. This is an episode from Deep Within the Archives.
Time for OKOP Rewind. My brother slept with my girlfriend, so I'm canceling my daughter's wedding. I'm 46 male, and my brother is 48 male. When I was 20, my then girlfriend cheated on me with my brother. I was heartbroken and pissed. I told him he is no longer my brother. Despite my request, my family didn't cut him off, so I told him that I will never again be in the same place he is. If the family wishes to invite both of us, then they should just invite him, as I'm the one giving the ultimatum.
I think that's fair. I think if you're going to be like unreasonable, be like, I'm cutting him off from everything.
Yeah.
You shouldn't insist that he's not going to be invited.
My daughter is getting married in spring next year. And in our culture, both parents are paying for the wedding 50-50. Unexpectedly, my daughter sat me down and told me that she will be inviting my brother and his family. He married my cheating ex. Oh, wait. I didn't realize that. He married the cheating ex.
Oh, God. So that means that he would always have to see him at events.
That makes so much more sense. Yeah. God dang.
That's like a knife every time you see him.
I can understand.
Because it's like, one thing to cheat and then it just like they cheat once and then they never see each other again, or they cheat and like they're unhappy, but to be happy with the person you cheat.
Bad.
Yikes. Because then you know, like, it's not like a, like, oh, maybe there was just some attraction, but no feelings. So that's like, they had feelings for your brother. It's like the double attraction. You
yeah,
know?
Literally.
Versus
yeah.
just like a sexual attraction. Like,
yeah. That oh, it's a one-time thing, time. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like.
It's like, I didn't love you. Yeah. I loved your brother.
Like the better version of the genetics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're cool, but like your brother's better. So I hate you. Goodbye.
Is it an older brother or a younger brother? Because if it's an older, I feel like it makes it worse.
It is older brother.
Yikes, bro.
Yikes.
Yeah,
because that's like, you look up to your older brother.
Yeah.
And, oh, man.
Now, apparently, my daughter was seeing them for the last 4 years and built a relationship with them behind my back.
With
the brother,
right.
The cheating brother.
Yo, it's like the daughter's cheating. Yeah.
And this is the kick in the gut. She even wants the cousin from the cheaters to be some kind of flower girl. So they had a kid.
Yeah.
And they want the kid to be a flower girl.
Part of me thinks, though, that kids shouldn't be punished for the wrongdoing of the parents.
True.
True, but then
it's kind of messed up. I'm like, absolutely hold a grudge against two people, but, like, you should not be able to have a relationship with your cousin because they're parents.
Oh, relationship. Yeah. Needless to say, I was pissed. And I told her what my boundaries are. And if my brother is invited, then I will not pay for any part of the wedding. My daughter became angry and told me that it's time to let go of the past. I told her it's not her call to make. We argued some more and she told me that I was making her wedding about myself, and I told her I will probably not even attend, so it will be all about her. She left crying.
She has a point.
That's kind of, yeah, because you got to think too, so like this happened.
Yeah.
He obviously met her mom.
Mm-hmm.
They got together.
Yep.
They had a kid.
Yep.
This kid is old enough and now they're getting married. Like, yeah.
It's been a while. Like, can you just
time
like,
has passed.
Like, even if she was trying to get married right at 18, it's
26 years has passed.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it's got to be 26
years.
26 years.
Yo, get over it.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I would be like, this is your daughter's wedding. This is her day. She can invite who she wants and you don't have to like them or interact or anything, but like, this is her day and it's been 26 years. I mean,
is there like 26 years feels like more than enough time to try like for the family's sake, like try to mend things. What's like the minimum amount of time?
I think he probably like could have easily gotten away with a good 5 years.
5 years?
Honestly, on that, especially considering that they have a child.
Yeah, that's very easily crazy.
Yeah. I think like a little over an election cycle and then you should be over it.
Yeah. Biden's out, brother's in.
Yeah, I think anything under 5 years would have been such a like, you know, 4 to 5
years.
Like if you were trying to push it that soon, you would have been the asshole for pushing that.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like
26. I don't know. So my ex-wife called me screaming and told me I'm a huge a-hole and our daughter is crushed. Then my parents called and said the same thing. I told them off and now I'm ignoring all of their calls. My girlfriend told me to reconsider and apologize, but I said, I'm breaking up with you. No, I'm just kidding. Full throttle. Fuck everyone who wants this. She said that by not paying and attending, I will break the relationship with my daughter.
Yes.
So true.
I don't know. I think my boundaries should be respected. Am I the a-hole for that? What do we think?
Oh, absolutely. If my dad was not at my wedding, I would be like, my dad could get in a serious car crash the night before and I would move the wedding to the hospital with a few close friends and family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How important it would be to me to have my mom. I mean, my dad and my mom and like those immediate family members there. I feel like, at the point, you don't need to have a relationship with them, but you don't need to be hurting other relationships.
Yeah. I totally agree. Like, and also like, he's like destroying all of his relationships right now. It's like, This isn't benefiting you, this grudge anymore, right? So maybe let it go so you can have a relationship with your daughter and your rest of your family. Yeah.
Find some covert and queer revenge and just do that. Never can be traced back to you. Do that and then call it good.
And then put a story on nuclear revenge.
Ooh.
And then we read that.
There we go. Aha. Give us some more content, babies.
That's right. If you like this episode, check out this one where the mom prioritized her yoga over her own daughter's wedding.
Oh, God.
Hey there, beautiful. You just reached the OKOP hotline.
It's so hot. You got two big, fat, sexy thumbs.
Big, sexy thumbs.
You know what we want you to do with those thumbs?
Stick those little piggies right into Spotify and slide them in OKOP's About section and rate 5 stars.
Or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, God. You're going to make me comment on how many 5-star reviews we received.
Thanks, beautiful.